Okay, yesterday we saw three basic approaches in the sugya of ger katan, how to understand ger katan. The first approach, Tosfos basis, says the ger is only ger is drabanan, because zechiyah works mitam shlichus, a katan is a la bar shlichus, a goy is a la bar shlichus, and the whole ger is only a ger is drabanan. That's approach number one of Tosfos. We spend a lot of time on that first approach. Second approach in Tosfos says that even though gerus, even though zechiyah is midin shlichus, nevertheless, this gerus is gerus drabanan, because even though a katan doesn't have shlichus, but he does have mia zechiyah, he does have, and that's the second approach of Tosfos. And then we saw the Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin, but basically, when the Gemara says over here zachin ladin from the fun of, it's a bit of a bluff. It doesn't mean zachin, the halachic kantu zachin, but rather, who's doing the geiris over here? The geiris is being done by the katan himself. He's going into the mikvah, he's experiencing the mila. So what's the role of Bezin? Bezin is the overseer of the process. And in what sense, when will Bezin choose, elect to insert itself? Bezin will insert itself over here because it's a zchus. Not because they're working midin zachin, but since it's a zchus for the katan, that is going to be the impetus for Bezin inserting itself. So those are the three approaches that we saw. And I want to just develop a fourth and maybe a fifth approach. We'll see if there's time, but at least a fourth approach. I asked to take a look at the Ritva. And the Ritva in this sugya basically makes it crystal clear that it's Geirus Doraisa, and he's going with a different approach than the Bali Atayis. Says the Ritva, Perish Hahi, this Geirus, this Zuchus, this Din of Zachin, Afilu Bekatan, and Afilu Bidoraisa. Why? Dizachia Lav Midin Shlichusu. After all, She'ain Shlichus Lakatan. There is no halach of Shlichus Lakatan. This is not operating Midin Zachia. So true. Does a Katan have Shlichus? Absolutely not. He doesn't have shlichus, but he does have zechiyah. How can that be? The answer is, zechiyah is a separate parsha of shlichus. Meaning it's a separate parsha. It's not shlichus. It's another idea. We'll see what that idea is. And then he quotes a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, as is crystal clear from the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. We'll take a look at that Gemara shortly. But the thesis of the Ritva is Zechiyah is not midin shlichus. And therefore, the things that plague shlichus will not plague Zechiyah. Good? Okay. Now let's take 20 seconds. Just, if it's not shlichus, then what is it? If it's not shlichus, so how does it work? So the answer is, it's shlichus.
What?
You just said it's not shlichus. I did. What is it? What is zechiyah? What is shlichus? What is zechiyah? So let's say what shlichus is. And now, how is Zechiyah different? It's very, very similar, but it is different. Okay, if I say the word shliach, shlichus, what is the halachic concept that always like comes to mind when you say the word shliach?
Shliach.
The halachic concept. In Hebrew. What? Shlucho shel Adam kamoch. Is that the shliach is the alter ego of the mishalech. What exactly does that mean? What moves from the mishalech to the shliach? So the classic understanding of shluchos. Shlucho shel Adam kamoso. I'm going to use another term. The shliach is the yada arichta of the Meshaleach. What does Yad Arichta mean? Yeah, in other words, this a Shliach gives me extra reach. It allows me to enter into a domain that otherwise I couldn't reach. So let's say there's an Isha that is in Italy that I'd like to be Makadesh. So all I need to do is make a phone call to my shliach in Italy. I appoint him as a shliach, and now he can be Mekadesh the Isha for me. Who is Mekadesh the Isha, if you take that terminology? Shlucho shel Adam Kamoso. Shlucho shel Adam Kamoso means I was Mekadesh the shliach. And his Maisa is attributed to me. Who did the Maisa? He performed the action. But Al Pidin, whose action is it? It's my action. If he is my Yada Arichta, and therefore, what he does, it's if I did it. And therefore, whose wife is she now? She's my wife. So what transferred? What transferred? What transferred was the Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin transferred Ayadei, this institution called Shlichus. But, does a Katan have Shlichus? A Katan doesn't have Shlichus. So to put off this Yada Arichta, if the Katan doesn't even have his own Yad, how can he go ahead and affect the Yada Arichta? So Shlichus doesn't work by Katan. What is the chidush of Zachin la'adam shelo b'fana? So what, I heard this idea from Rav Safra Shlita. What is the idea? The idea is, it's very similar to Shlichus, but it's different. What does Shlichus do? It takes the Maisa and does what? It attributes the Shliach's Maisa to the Mishaleach. Zechiyah. Doesn't do that. Because after all, does a Katan even have a Yad? He can't even do it himself. So he's going to go ahead and appoint a Shliach, make a Shliach do it. Can't work. What is the Chidush of the Parsha of Zachin La'adam Shelo B'fanav? Is the Chidush. It's similar to Shlichus, but it's not Shlichus. What we are doing is we are taking, listen carefully, not the Maisa and attributing it to the Mishaleach, but we are taking the Chalos. What is a Chalos? The result of the Maisa. He can't even do the Maisa stuff. The result of the Maisa. So who is the Osa HaMaisa? Who is the Osa HaMaisa? The Shliach is the Osa HaMaisa. But the Parsha of Zachin is Mechadesh, that we are going to apply the result of the Maisa to the Zoche. Not the Maisa. It's not Shlichus. Similar to Shlichus. But it's a different parsha with a different operation. And therefore, just because a Katan is a Lav Bar Shlichus, if I have a separate parsha called Zachin, which does work differently, he can perhaps still be a Bar Zachir. Okay? That's introduction. Okay? That's the Ritva. That's the Ritva. It's not working midin. It's not working midin Shlichus. Now, I want us to take it a step further. Where did the Ritva quote a Gemara from? He quoted a Gemara from somewhere. I forget where. Kiddusha Membeis. So before Kiddusha Membeis, I just want to also focus on some language of Rashi and the Me'iri. So the Rashi we've seen a number of times, but Rashi says, what's the role of Bezdin? They hain nasin lo av. They become like a father. That is a cryptic statement. Not sure exactly what Rashi means by it, but now I read the Me'iri, and the Me'iri doubles, if not triples down on this language, and he says, what is the role of Bezdin over here? So the role of Bezdin is Klomar, Osama Barn Legairo, the people that bring the Katan in, Modimes Adavar LeBezdin, they tell Bezdin, Umegairin Oso Al Da'atam. And they are Megair the guy Al Daz Bezdin. What does this mean? Ki'ilu Haim Avosav Shelzeh. As if the Bezdin is the father of the child, and after all, What is the unique role that the father has in the family structure? Shehu inyano. The father is in charge of the religious matters that are concerning the child. For example, Bris Milah. For example, who's got the obligation of teaching a child Torah? Vishinantem Levanecha is a mitzvah on the father. So says the Meiri, Kederek she'inyan haben masel la'av la'chinsel bris ula kudusha semuna. That is the role that Beis Din plays as well. Beis Din becomes the father. Now, one can understand that language of Rashi and the Meiri, I think, in two ways. One way to understand this language is to basically say, who has the mitzvah to be mal, to do milah? Whose mitzvah is milah? It's on the father. Whose mitzvah is picking up ben? It's on the father. In other words, those are indicators that the father has the religious authority and obligation over the child. And what is the chiddush of this gemara? So the father also, if the father wants to negire the child, that's also part of his religious authority. And the chiddush of this Gemara is just like you have in Kiddush Nachavtes. Let's say the father is not alive. Let's say the father is not religious. Let's say the father is out of town. To whom does the obligation of Bris Milah fall? To Beis Din. So Beis Din can serve as a surrogate father when the father is not in place to deal with these religious matters. And that's the Kiddush of this Gemara, is that the Beis Din is Avim Shel Yisayman and is the serves as a father-like figure to accomplish the religious objectives of this youngster. That's one way to look at the Rashi and the Meiri, and I'm going to call it a modest way to look at it. I want to take a look at it, though, perhaps with a more mechudishtik way, and that's going to cause us to take a small detour into Maseches Kiddushin and into Maseches Gittin. So take a look, please, at the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. We'll start there. So the Gemara says as follows: Elohada Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Minayin Sheshlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. How do we know that Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa? What's the Gemara essentially asking over here? What is the source for the parash of Shlichus? How do I know Shlichus? So the Gemara says, Ah, Shneemar V'Nosi Echad Nosi Echad Mimat. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, every Jewish mishpacha was going to be given a chelek in the Eretz. How did that happen? How did that work? That's a lot of people. So the Nasi v'Ich Shevet was given basically a mission. Here, your Shevet's land is this land, this parcel. That's your Shevet. Now you distribute it amongst the members of the Shevet. What's the role of the Nasi? Shlichus. He's a shliach on behalf of the members of Shevet to be koneh their piece of Eretz Yisrael. Yafe? Nice. Gemara says no. Doesn't work. Because who is amongst the recipients of the land? Ketanim. V'ketanim labnei shlichus ninu. So Ella, rather, kiha de rava baravhuna, dam rava baravhuna, amarav gidel, amarav minayim shzachim abdol befanav, shenemar v'nasi echa v'nasi echa. Says the Gemara, no, it wasn't shlichus. What was it? Zechia. Now, stop here. Why did the Ritva cite this Gemara? What is this Gemara announcing pretty loudly? That Zechia is lami din shlichus. Zechia is lami din shlichus. Why is that pretty clear? Because the Gemara says shlichus. I can't be shlichus because the cotton is La bar shlichus, so must be something else, Zechia. So says the Ritva, there's a raya that Zechia is lav midin shlichus. Good raya. Nice raya. Okay? Good. But now I have a problem. Is getting piece of land in Eretz Yisrael a zechus? Yes. I'd like to think so. But, you know, I'd like to think so. But I have allergies. So being in the valleys, with all the pollen down there, not so good. I'd much rather be in the mountains. And the other guy, who can't handle mountain breezes, he'd rather be in the valley. So, you might be able to trade, but I'm before the trade. And before the trade, it has to be a zechus, to be zochi. So the Gemara says as follows. Vitizbra, zechusi, hachovahi. It's a chova. Why? Because the ika, I'm going to read that again. Vitizbra, zechusi, hachova nami ika. Some people like the valley, some people like the mountain, so it's not a schus. So says the Gemara, Ela kederab Rav Huna, damrav Rav Huna, amrav Gidol, amrav minayin liyaseimim, shebo lachlok benichsi avim, shebez mabin loim apatropos, lachuv ulezakos, lachuv, really? The apachopas is coming as a to create damage for the yasom. Amai elo lachuba menas lazakos tamud lomar v'nasi echad nasi echad mimate tikach. So says the Gemara. How is the chalukas haaretz working through what operation? Through what operation? Through what operation? Apachopas. And what do we learn out from Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad? Hello? Apotropos. AK, could you go into my office and get me a marker to sit on my desk? Immediately. Okay, Rabosa, again. Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, Maskan, Sechamara teaches me? Apotropos. What does Apotropos mean?
A guardian.
So who is in charge of Chalukas Ha'aretz on behalf of all the Ketanim? If the answer is the Nasi, Betoras Apotropos. Why? Why do we have to call on to Apotropos? Because it can't be Shlichus and it's not a Zuchus. Why is it not a Zuchus? It's not a Zuchus because some people like the mountains, some people like. So you have shlichus is rejected because of time. Zichia is rejected because it's not a pure zichus. And we come on to apotropos, and that works. Simple question. Does it sound from the Gemara that Zechiah is a separate category from Shlichus?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's again, this Gemara seems like that way. You have the Gemara in Masechas, but Metzia, the Ayin Aleph, that may take us in different directions, but that's what it sounds like. Is Apotropos a separate category from Zechiah?
Yeah.
Or is Apotropos a cure to Zechiah? Is it a new category, or is it a fix to Zechiah?
It seems like a fix.
So, what is the Gemara's problem with Zechiah?
It's not over.
Har Mika. Would you call getting land in Eretz Yisrael in the Har, would you call that a Zechus?
Yeah.
I call it a Zechus. Would you call getting a Bika a Zechus?
Yeah.
I call it a Zechus. Yet, if I like the Har better,
Still,
but what? I would say the Gemara is distinguishing between what I'm going to call absolute zchus versus a relative zchus or a subjective, something subjective. In other words, it's a zchus, but now there's a subjective element of chov. There's a subjective element of chov. Once I have subjective element of chov, does that take me out of the world of Zechiah and I need to go into a new world? Or, no. There is a type of Zechiah that will tolerate a schus with subjective chov. That is my question in how to learn the Gemara. And ultimately, that is my I need to understand what is apotropis. What is apotropis? How does it work? What is it all about? We got to do this quick, so let's push ahead. So I asked you to take a look at another Gemara. This is a Gemara in Maseches Gittin. And we'll do it outside. I got to go. No. We'll do it outside. But the Gemara Gittin says, if a father dies with young children, so who's going to take care of the financial needs and whatever the children? So the father can appoint an apotropos, can appoint a guardian who's going to take care of the needs of the children. That is called apotropos. Okay. Now, is an apotropos allowed to be mafrish, chumos, and maestros on behalf of the child?
Yes.
So the Mishnah says, if you have an apotropos, the apotropos is chayev la'aser peiroseh. Now, is being ma'aser the peiros of the katan, of the yasom, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's good.
How much does he give? What are you supposed to give for truma and maestros?
60th or 40th.
There's a varying amount. There's no set amount for truma. So let's say he gives a large amount, 1/40th. Is that good for the Yesomim? Well, yes and no. Let's say he gives the best of the peros. Is that good for the Yesomim? It's good because now the Yesomim can eat the rest of Tevel, but maybe they would have given less. It is a mixed, it's a mixed bag. Nevertheless, what did Mishnah say? Can he go ahead and do so?
Yes,
he has to do so. And there's a brisa that says the exact opposite. Who does hafrasha? The pasuk says, atem. Gam atem. L'rabo suchachem. But the brisa says, v'lo apotropsim. But not an apotropos. Apotropos cannot be mafresh. So the brisa says no, and the Mishnah says yes. How do you resolve the contradiction? Mishnah says yes. Brisa says no. The Gemara says, I will resolve the contradiction. What's the pshat? When is he allowed to? He's allowed to if it is l'ha'achil. He's allowed to l'ha'achil. What does l'ha'achil mean? If the yasam needs food, he has no food, then what? Yapti mafresh, so he can eat the tevel.
That's what the Bais says.
This is what the Gemara resolves the contradiction. So the Mishnah, when it says yes, l'ha'achil. When the Bais says no, that is l'haniach. What does l'haniach mean? It's to set aside for later. The yasam does not need the food. It's for later, that's asir. Okay, Rabosai, does this distinction sound like it didn't do Rabbanan or it didn't do Res? Anytime the Gemara makes this kind of sometimes yes, sometimes no, then you know what? That sounds very, very much like a din Rabbanan. This chiluk, sometimes yes, sometimes no, lahacha yes, laniach no, that's a din Rabbanan. Question is, what is the din Res? Meaning, is this the din d'oraisa? And really, min haTorah, even lahaniach would be what?
Yes.
Would be allowed? And the rabbi said, don't do it? Or no, really, the din d'oraisa is he's never allowed. But now the yisom is going to starve to death. So therefore, we're going to let them. What is the din? Is it that he's always allowed to, but we're going to be machmir, midrabanan, or he's never allowed to, but we got to make sure these katanim can have something to eat? Pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Okay, so take a look at the Rashba. So the Rashba writes over here, second line. Vukimna la begemar lahachil. It's mutter lahachil, avalo laniach. Why is it mutter lahachil, avalo laniach? So the Rashba assumes pshat number one. Really, it's asur. And the apotropos does not have authority. Why does he not have authority? Because it's being mafresh shuma, good or bad. It's a chova. But now we have problems. The Yasam needs food. So how do we make sure the Yasam has some food? So we are Yisum Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, Hefkir Zaperes Rabbi Abatropos, Letakonas Hayasomim Mishum Chayayim. We want to make sure that the ones that they can eat. So Midrabanan, what do? We uprooted in the rice, so we say Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, and Lahachil is Mutter. Avalahaniach, Eimbo Mishum Takonas Hayasomim, Lefikach Lo Hefkirim Lakach. Point of Psalm number 1 of the Rasper. What's the Dindo Raisa? Can Apachapas be Mafrish?
No.
Why can't they be Mafrish?
Because it's a
Chol. Comes along Inami, Ikala Meimar, no. Medina Tormin. Really, the Apachapas is allowed to do what? He's allowed to do what? He's allowed to be Mafrish. Bein Lahachil, Bein Le. Haniach, even Lahaniach is allowed. Why? Crucial line. The Yad Apotropos Ki Yad Hayesomen. Because what is the role of the Apotropos? I didn't say Shlichus. It's even more than Shlichus. What is the role of an Apotropos? He becomes Bailin. Who is the owner of these payers al pidin right now? Yapachapas. He becomes kebailin. Yad apachapas gad yisom. Ella. But now what? He's going to go ahead and be mafresh lahaniach. It's a bad look. Because now it looks like he's taking this from himself. Al kadesh so yir comes up with the sum. Shamili dat yofem. But there is also a trouble on the yach. Because there's no real soul. So comes along the Rashba. And the Rashba is learning this Gemara. With a core and fundamental chakira. And that is, what is an apachapas? Is an apachapas, listen, I'm going to use big English words. Is an apachapas merely functioning in a ministerial capacity? Where ministerial. Not like a minister, that's incorrect. Ministerial comes from the word administrative. He is purely an administrator. He has no authority. He's got just to make sure he's a shliach. I don't want to say shliach. He's just standing to make sure these yesom don't die, basically. He's there to administer the estate, period. And it's a very minimalistic view. That's the first pshat. It's a purely ministerial position. This is shot number one of the Rashba. Second shot is, no. You know what the Apachapas becomes? He becomes Baal. He becomes Yado Kiyad Baile. And therefore, does he have the Ikra Din authority to do what?
Yes.
To give Truma even La'aniach? The answer is yes. Okay. With that background, with that Chakira in mind, we slide into the Ramban. Take a look at this Ramban. Says the Ramban. Hod it's not, I'm reading from the beginning. Yisom shesom kwaita balabayis. O shemon alem apachopas chayv la'asapeh roseim v'kim la'ha'achil. Yesom, as some say, takadis chachomi. It's a din drabonan. Shemidu peris b'shes apachopas k'dei shiyuch la'asav yoch v'hefker bezne hefker. Dilo, kem drachmanam miye kol term she'en shalo. Heich ochlim yisom tevel. V'chem mem karen la'ha'achil. Mem karmita konazu. Lefichach, etc. Now, this pshat number one, like the Rashba, is that it's a ministerial job. We got to make sure these yisom survive. So they need fruit in their diet. How to get them fruit in their diet?
You're
mafish. They don't have the authority to do so. Because that's a downside. It's a negative to what? To yisomim. The answer is, hefker bezn hefker. We allow them to do so. But it's a ministerial function. Now, says the Ramban, and here I underline the Ramban. Velinirin. Shekol ma sha'osa ha'apachapas l'tovas ha'yesomim ma sha'osa asui min ha'Torah. Based on what principle? Zachin la'adam shelo b'fan. It's a zachin idea. But what do you mean? Zachin needs what? To be zachin, what do you need? Pure zchus. So what's the chiddush of ha'apachapas? In the big picture, is this a schus for the cotton?
Yeah.
Sure it is. Is it good to have land in Eretz Yisrael? Yes or no? Good, it's not perfect. You want a har, this is bika. Does that mean it's not a schus? The chiddush of apotropos is even that which is not absolute schus has an element of what? Of subjective chova, but it's chova almenas lezakos. And therefore, what's its status? It's a schus. It's zach. Says the apotropos, says the Ramban, Kidarmin Perak Yisham Akadesh, Belishna Kamim. He's quoting and getting the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Ayat Ketanim Hava, Vakshina Vitizba Schusu. Schusu, Chovu. Because some people like Ha, some people like Bika. Habischus Vadai Zochinlo. The answer is, apotropos comes to do what?
To fix
the Sad Chova of Zach. Maybe. What Rashi and the Meiri are suggesting in our sugya is this is what I'm going to call the apotropos type of Zachin La'adam Shalobafanav. The Gemara uses Zachin. Says the Ramban, Zachin is a halach of what? Apetshop is a halacha of what? Apetshop is the halacha of Zach. It's a detail of Zach. What does it mean in Rashi, Vehein Nasin Lo'av? What does it mean in the Me'iri that they become Ka'avosav? What is an apetshopis? When there is no father, the apetshopis becomes the father who governs, Rabosai. Why do we need to come on to apotropos? Because when does apotropos kick in and it's not zachin? When? It's a schus, but it's not an absolute schus. There's a tzad of chova. Where does geirus fit? Is geirus, why, the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of this sugya? The chiddush is that geirus is a schus. What do you mean it's a schus? A guy is Bev Keira Michale. Yeah, Bamed Varmamurim, if he's not yet Tom Tam De Isur. But if he's Tom Tam De Isur, if not, then it's a schus. But is it? We have one of our illustrious Talmidim over here. Is it a schus? All these restrictions? So the answer is, he's making a face. I don't want to say his name, but he's making a face. I'm going to be generous. He's making a face. But why is he making a face? Because he's experiencing a subjective. Objectively, what is to be nichnas kanfei hashchina? It's an objective schus. Of course it's a schus. 613 delicious ways to come close to Ribbono Shalom. Of course it's a schus. Of course it's a schus. It's the most ultimate of schusim. To be able to get Olam Haba and sit and be Nene, Niziv, Hashchina is the ultimate of schusim. But you know what? Sometimes in our subjective existence, sometimes we'll experience Arba Kanfis as something that is a load on my goof. Sometimes I'll experience the beauty of Kedusha Shabbos. Sometimes I'll experience it as perhaps a burden here and there. So it's an objective schus, but sometimes I'll experience it as a subjective chol. What does the Gemara tell us? Zachin l'adam shalofan. No. That's the zachin l'adam shalofan. What does it mean zachin l'adam shalofan? So says Rashi, perhaps, that not zachin b'torah's regular zachin. B'torah's regular zachin. What do you need for regular zachin? You need absolute schus. Here, it's vehein nasin lo. They become, it's Zachin, but it's Zachin b'toras apetropos, which is the new Gzeres HaKosim. Nasi Echad Lamate, Nasi Echad, that tells you that even if there's just a subjective element of Chova, but ultimately, the big picture is absolutely Zchus, that is enough to engender the insertion of Zachin b'toras apetropos, the Hei Nasnal Av, and they become the guardians, the Bailin, over this transaction, over this gerus, when there is no father in the picture. Yeah.
He said it.
That's what he said. Yeah. No, because Zachin does require absolute. In other words, Zachin requires absolute schus.
It sounds like you're just adding extra thing.
No, in other words, in the context of, Apotropos is not a new parsha. You have Yesomim. Anytime someone's now running the life of Yesomim, there's always going to be Truma. There's always going to be a negative there. So maybe Zachin would tell you, no go. So you need the Chiddush of the parsha of Apotropos, which we learn out from Nasi Echad, Lamateh, which tells you that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, there is a parsha of Zachin that will operate even if it's not an absolute schus. That's the Chiddush of Apotropos. It's part of the parsha of Zachin, though. And that tells you, therefore, it's a very local part. Regular Zachin, a friend doing something for someone else, got to be an absolute schus. But when you're in the context of a young child, and now you need to invoke an apotropos to operate, it does need to be absolute schus, but that's where the Gemara uses language of Zachin Lot and Zobah fun of, and that's perhaps why Rashi says, Behein Aslo Av, and the Mishri speaks also in this language of Avaisa. Yeah?
Do you have to designate an
apotropos? In general, yes. No, but again, Yesomim, you know, Bezin can do so. Bezin can do so because Yesomim have no one to designate for them. The father do it Bechaim, or Bezin will do it after Misa.
They'll get the
mitzvah
separate
Truma
and Apotropos.
Does
it?
They'll get, I guess so.
So, yeah.
It's their peros. It is a zechiah like din. It's in that world of zechiah. Okay, John, we will stop here.